Boy, that Gary Lewis and the Playboys. They were good. I don't know why nobody wants to say they were good. They were good. They weren't around for a real long time, but then when you're Jerry Lewis's son, you know, you're probably not going to be. Miami, hello.
Hi, I'm calling in favor of the bird.
Wow.
Okay, here's our third poll answer today.
I just wanted to even it out more since there was another guy that called.
That guy was really obnoxious, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was terrible.
And highly
stupid. In
fact,
I didn't want to tell you this, but a guy came up to me at the track, an older guy. That'll make you feel better, an older guy. And he comes up to me, and he's a big fan, and he's, you know, like a lot of people come up to me, but this guy had to go out of his way to say, what's the story with this guy that's on that show with you? You know, he went through the same routine as this other guy.
I don't understand what they think they're going to accomplish.
Well, it's just like with everything else. If they don't like it, they don't have to listen.
Yeah. Exactly. And I told him, I said, why don't you take a flying leap, and I hope you burn every ticket at home in your fireplace. And he said, but I don't have a fireplace.
By the way, Neil, this is Blade Runner Girl.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you just wait. One of these days when you least expect it, when I'm really desperate, I'll watch that.
You'll watch the movie. Anyway, on Friday I tried calling you from the Discovery one. I was on my way to the Bahamas.
Really? How did you make out?
It was great.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Had lots of fun.
Good. You made some money?
A little bit. Not too much.
Well, hey, listen, a little bit is like a million. Now, that's great.
Yeah, it was great. I tried to get through to you from the ship, but it was hard and...
But it was hard, yeah.
Yeah, it was hard.
Well, I don't want to, you know,
no more need
investigate
said,
that, yeah.
No,
well, listen, have a great day, and I'm glad you had a good time.
Okay, thanks.
See ya.
Bye, Bert.
Bye.
1217 at WIOD. See all the ladies we've had today? All we need to give them is a little encouragement.
A ton.
See, they think that all we want to talk to are these mindless idiot pinheads.
Another stupid card.
Exactly. Well, that card is worth its weight in halava, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah. And it's nice to know that Joe from Flores, even though he doesn't have his Who tickets yet, see, I'm not worried about it because the boy Gary came to us.
Yeah,
we're going to be giving away some
right.
Who tickets soon.
That's right.
And if, what's his name, Spike next door, reneges on his promise to Joe, then we'll just take a couple of the ones that we have to give away and we'll give them to Joe.
Exactly.
So have no fear, Joe. Those Who tickets, you'll have them.
You bet.
Trust me.
That's right.
If I have to steal them from Spike Wise's office in the middle of the night. Miami, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think the bird stinks.
Do you?
Yeah, he cackles and leaves his mess around the bottom of the cage, and I wouldn't even line him with the Miami Herald.
What, really? That's pretty strong language. You seem very emotional about this. Is this something that's pressing on your life?
He just cackles too much, and his mouth presses on my bladder.
Really?
Yes.
Well, let's not let that go. I'll probably wind up on Maury Pupik's show. Your mouth pressing on his bladder.
I've never heard such
calls. Wow. No, I never heard of anything like that. That's worse than the Rob Lowe tapes.
Not tight.
Yeah, I like the way that starts.
On Corinth Affair, it was an X-rated show.
Now, you made light when I said the other day that that's right in with the FCC song, but I think that the quality of the singing is right. It's so close.
Now, do you think it would have
made... Remember Jay and the Americas, Jay Black? I think that the vocals on this are so close to Jay Black.
Do you think it would have made it, would have come out any different if, like, the people could have sung, you know, if they could sing?
No.
You know, no, it wouldn't have made any difference. I didn't think so.
Well, that's what made it good. Plantation, hello.
Hello, Glenn.
Uh-oh, yeah.
No, this isn't a hate call.
Oh, good.
You know you were reading that article earlier about the CBS CD?
Yeah.
Red Rubber Ball?
Right.
What was that in?
Well, Rich Pachter faxed me this, so I don't know what it's in. It's in a column called The CD Watchdog. It's out of some, one of these inside record industry papers.
Did you say that they would replace the CD?
Yeah, there's a 800 number here.
Can you, like, give it out or something?
Yeah.
I have that CD, and I'd like
you
to
do?
Replace.
Okay, let me tell you what it says. This is real important, because this, we've discovered, you know, you've been talking about this for months, Neil. We discovered this is a big deal amongst consumers getting...
Don't patronize me.
Haven't you been talking about this for
months?
Yes,
it's just a joke. Go ahead now. Start getting all emotional.
800-255-7514. That is their toll-free exchange line. And it says they will exchange your rock classics of the 60s for one with the correct Red Rubber Ball song on it. You just call their toll-free exchange line, 800-255-7514.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Okay, good luck to you, sir. I hope that improves your life in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you don't have the right Red Rubber Ball, I guess the left one kind of hangs loose by itself. 21 past noon at WIOD. We do have an open line in Broward, 524-9463. 524-WIOD. Hialeah.
Hialeah.
That's what it says.
This is Pompano.
Well, that's close enough.
How you doing, Neil?
Okay.
I'd like your opinion on something.
Pompano.
Yeah. I don't know why I got Hialeah.
Well, Nick must have Hialeah on the brain today.
Anyway, I was watching the local sports channel last night, and of course we got tonight the NBA Finals coming up with Detroit and the Lakers. And what's troubling me is the Magic Johnson Isaiah smooching. And I was wondering if this is acceptable behavior for two grown gentlemen.
To smooch?
Yeah, but what...
Oh, I know a lot of guys who do that.
Yeah, but, you know, now instead of just the two of them, now that Detroit's got Mark McGwire, it's going to be the three of them out there center court kissing and hugging and squeezing them.
Yeah, well, don't forget, though, some of these games are going to be played in L.A. That's going to go over very big.
Yeah, really?
They're trying to boost the attendance here. They're trying to goose it up a little bit, if I can say that.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to call and just voice my opinion.
All right, now let me ask you, sir, which version of Red Rubber Ball have you got?
I don't have a version of Red Rubber Ball.
And would you like a version of Red Rubber Ball?
Yeah, I'd love to have one.
Well, good. In fact, if you just look up at the ceiling one of these days, it's going to come right down through your roof. Have a great day, pal.
Thank you, Neil.
See ya. Yeah, a little Red Rubber Ball. In fact, we got a Red Rubber Ball in the house that the dogs chase around after. I never thought about that, but I have a Red Rubber Ball in the house. Okay?
See?
Yeah, what goeth around sure comes around. And you know the amazing part of it is? The one that's got the screwed up beginning from the billboard? I can't find that either. There's something wrong here, you know? There's
something.
Just...
About
something
this day.
Missing. There's something going on. There's
I
just
know.
Something.
See, it was after our great day yesterday.
Ah,
see?
This thing weighs a ton, but I can't find anything in it.
So we thought everything was
okay. Oh, here's
okay.
Frank.
Yeah, great.
Here's Frank.
PH.
PH, yeah.
See, after our great day yesterday,
I got that in there.
We just assumed today would be just fine.
Here's Dion.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute. I'm beginning to find some stuff here under... Oh, and there's those stinky cigars that are all mooshed up in there.
Mooshed?
Mooshed up.
Are they really?
1223 at WIOD. We got lunch coming very shortly now. Well, let's get the mobile on, because they're probably paying a fortune for this, right?
Right. Hi, Neil.
Well, I'll be damned. Look at this. We got our brand new WIOD polo shirts. Isn't that what you would call these?
Well, you could call them that, I guess.
They're not T-shirts.
No. They have a collar on them. Yeah.
Polo shirts.
Okay.
Isn't that what these are?
They're shocking.
Yeah, they're nice. That's why they're shocking. They're blue and white.
Nice blue.
And they say 610 WIOD, and on the back it says, Mike Disney is a dork. So I'm going to wear this everywhere I go, okay? They're great. 28 past noon at WIOD. What is his story lately? Boy, he's really playing low-key, isn't he? That's good. That's the way we like it, Mike. Low-key.
Talk to him in weeks.
I saw him in the hall yesterday briefly, just by accident, coming around the corner. He like, you know, and that was it. And very minimal contact. I like that. Just like once every couple of months to smile and say, how you doing? Fort Lauderdale, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Neil.
How are you?
Good, and you?
Great.
Good. First of all, I wanted to thank you for the recommendation to the melting pot. It was awesome. And second of all, my boyfriend listens to you all day, every day. And he's always asking me every day to call in and call him a douchebag.
Great.
So,
now, see, isn't this nice? Now, how long have you been listening today?
I just started. I mean, he's been listening to you forever.
No, but I mean today.
Me? Oh, just for about 15 minutes.
Oh, because we've had a lot of nice, bubbly, effervescent ladies like you today, and it just, it adds something to the show instead of hearing just a succession of mindless pinheads.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But anyways, I just wanted to say, Matt, you're a douchebag. I'm sure he's listening, and it's going to make his day.
I think he's going to get a little quiver from that.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How old is Matt?
Excuse me?
How old is Matt?
He's 19.
Oh, he's old enough.
He turned 20. I'm sorry.
Oh, gee. See, you just...
I feel
stupid.
Yeah.
See, now he's going to have a comeback.
I know.
Okay, listen, it's great hearing from you.
All right. It was nice talking to you. Thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. See, when you're that age, you're trying to, like, act older.
Yeah.
And then when you get to be about 29... Then you say you don't want to be in your 30s.
Right.
You know, that's
no.
the last... That you're just trying to hold back into the 20s, and you realize that we're dying over here. You know, that once you get to a certain point, everything is going slowly downhill.
No kidding.
Then when you get in your 30s and you start approaching 40, then you're just screeching. Like you're just holding it back, like slamming on a brake, trying desperately, clinging with your fingernails to the 30s, and which I think is why the 39 joke came about. You know, everybody, as they get older, they're 39.
Sure.
Because nobody wants to admit to 40. And then when you're in your 40s and you're approaching 50, like some of us... Oh, boy.
Wow,
it's just
I know.
A traumatic experience. I still got 4 years, 3.5 years to go, though.
50 is an incredible
mark. Steve just turned
mark.
50.
That's an incredible mark.
And Stan's like, what, about 97? So we're all getting older, Sonny. Just remember that. Someday you'll be on Fiber One, too, and you'll be also wearing those June Allison diapers, okay? I saw that spot again last night.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
I go nuts now that I see it, you know, when it ties in with something you can relate to. 12:30 at WIOD. And let's take a call from Palm Beach. It kind of fits in. Hello.
Neil, I heard you were taking a poll.
It's Lee Jr.
Oh, great. Finally.
Listen, I don't want to slam the bird, really, seriously. I mean, a bird, I know.
That's not what we've heard, Lee.
There's a new... A rocket. There's a new sport the bird is going to enjoy, really. I know the bird doesn't care for a rotisserie baseball. He ought to try that new Cuisinart lacrosse.
Yeah. You can't beat it with a stick.
Absolutely. But speaking of Zeta 4,
yeah.
They are going pirate radio, and their new morning man is going to be Skipper Chuck. Chuck Zink. Do you believe that guy?
Yeah.
His sidekick is going to be that guy from WRMF, by the way. That, Kevin Kitchens?
Mm-hmm.
Up till now, they've tried everything but the Kitchen Zink.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, I apologize profusely. Yeah. Seriously, I mean that sincerely. And finally...
In closing...
W Snooze, they are finally going to fix that terrible audio problem. They're building a new 1,000-foot tower on top of Debbie Ellis. Well, you're both great Americans. And, big guy, keep the peace.
That was wonderful. That was like an oasis in
yeah,
the
Russ,
of these calls.
Russ.
Yeah.
12:32 at WIOD. Hollywood, hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah.
I tried the melting pot the other night.
Yes, sir.
And... The food was great, but the dessert was incredible. That banana was beyond belief.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, you'll find bananas at the melting pot like you won't find anywhere.
Hey, Bert, I'm not ripping you. I just think that you should tear into the people a little more. Listen to Steve. Insult their brain size.
You want to read this?
I want to see that, yeah.
It's important facts from a chronic.
But I can't follow up after that last call, so I'm just going to say goodbye.
Okay. Have a great life, pal.
All right.
Oh, this is a... Carolyn from Deerfield.
Facts me a little note. Are you going to read it? Because I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, well, it's a tinkle. You know, she feels that you take that personally. It's just a radio show, Carolyn. You don't have to get all hysterical, okay? It's just a radio show. Miami, hello.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. How are you today?
Well, and the same to you.
Well, thank you. I've got a couple questions.
By the way, don't forget Chavuis is going to be here any day now.
Well, I agree with you. And that prompts a call. Number one. I have a spy report on Angela Lansbury. But before I give it to you, I have a couple of questions, please.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people always say. Before I give it to you, I have several questions.
Well, we'll talk about that later. First of all...
I doubt it.
I do, too. I know you that well. What's a schmerl?
Oh, do we have to go through this again?
Okay.
Schmerl is like... No, a schmerl is like a schmendrick, okay? It's like a step away.
Okay.
A step below.
But it's not Yiddish, though, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, okay. It's Chinese. In fact, during the revolution, they're all out in the streets screaming, "You schmerl, get out of here!"
Well, I agree with you, but I've got a ton of friends that none of them knew what a schmerl was, unless they're all schmerls.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, he sings the national anthem at the Yankee games, doesn't he, Robert Schmerl?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Little high for me. Okay, and Mahia. What the heck is Mahia?
Mahia?
Yes, sir.
Mahia.
Okay, good.
Mahia is when his call ends, like right now. 12:34 at WIOD. I wonder if Boom Boom played this on Super Sure. My True Story by the Jive Five.
Big record.
I don't like it.
You know.
12, I never liked it. 12:35 at WR, any of the ones that I like. The best, to me, the best restaurant I've ever eaten at in Vegas, and there are a lot of really tremendous ones, is the Rhapsody inside the Tropicana.
The Rhapsody in the Tropicana?
Rhapsody. It's a continental restaurant. Outstanding. Just tremendous.
Great.
Prepare... You sound really enthused. Well, listen, I'd go down and play.
Money,
I'd play
though.
The slots for 10 minutes, and you get lucky, you can afford maybe to eat there, you know.
Hey, I want to say hello to my friend Scotty at Dundee Bail Bonds.
Yeah, at Bail Bonds. Yeah. Yeah, I think we're getting a real clear picture of this. You must have been the guy that they took the picture. Remember the Herald did the hatchet job on casino gambling several years ago, and they had the picture of the drifter out behind in the desert? You must have been the guy.
A nice Jewish boy like me, a drifter?
Yeah, that's right.
No way.
Remember what the song by the drifters, Up on the Roof? I think that's where Johnny's going to be after lunch today. Boy, you're up early. It's only 9:30 out there, right?
It is.
Of course, Vegas is timeless. There are no clocks on the walls. There's nothing to encumber your brain like that. And I'm sure you're getting lots of oxygen in your hotel room, even though you're staying at a friend's house.
I just got in a couple hours ago.
Yeah. Well, take a little nap for an hour and then go right back down and plunge your guts out. That's a way to do it in Vegas. Right?
You got it.
Okay. Tell them you know us and tell them, sign Larry King's name. They'll give you a big line of credit at the tables. No problem.
No problem. Did
yeah.
you see Larry King last night on Geraldo?
No.
He was a butt kissing you know what.
Yeah. Isn't he always, though? And when Geraldo cashed that check for him, boy, he had a grin on his face ear to ear. Okay, Johnny, knock him dead. Don't forget, as long as you got a quarter left, man, you still got a shot.
Okay, anyway, the Cubs suck.
Did you see the game last night, Johnny?
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you can still say it, good luck to you.
Take it easy.
See ya.
Johnny Stardust, ladies and gentlemen. There he goes. In person.
Yeah, you can tell how he's doing, boy. He sounds like one step away from death.
Doesn't he?
He said, is Claude's box still open, man? I'd like to climb in for a little rest.
Wow.
You think we got it? Let's do
sure.
it.
Oh.
I like the way you walk.
It was in the area, I think.
I like the way you talk. Let me hold your
now, there's nobody in the audience who remembers this.
No.
But I like it because I was a big Fats Domino fan.
I want a girl like
obsessed.
You. Kill my troubles too.
Really?
Don't be afraid. You heard what I said.
In fact, I remember I was sick one time. I had a cold, and I was home from school, and I'm Walkin' by Fats Domino came out on Imperial Records, and I knew it was coming in a record store that day on a Wednesday, because the Miller Record Store in Canandaigua, New York, the new records used to come in every Wednesday, and I made my mother go down to the record store and buy it.
Hmm.
So I'd be like
wow.
the first kid in Canandaigua to have I'm Walkin' by Fats Domino. I don't know why that was important, but
yeah.
I wanted it.
Interesting.
And I had one of those little 45 RPM with just a spindle, you know,
right.
one of those little, you'd stack them on, and then every third record would stick, you know, and it wouldn't drop down. And it was great.
Yeah.
Very simple. You know, there's no, like, multi-$1,000 stereo systems back then. It was just a little record player. That's all you needed. Right? And once in a while, you'd get an EP, an extended play, and it would have four cuts on it,
oh,
two on each side.
Yeah.
And you'd be in heaven.
Yeah.
That would be great.
What did you think, just talking about that period of when Pat Boone used to record?
I liked Pat Boone. I hate to admit that. I'm embarrassed.
But he would record, like, cover Fats'
yeah.
records.
Mm-hmm.
And
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
And also Little Richard. He did
yes.
Tutti Frutti, which for Pat Boone I thought was very appropriate.
And the difference was just incredible.
I loved Pat Boone. I didn't like Pat Boone. I loved Pat Boone.
Is that right?
Oh, I was obsessed. It's 12:42. Well, it's one of those things, I must confess. I mean, he looked good, can I tell you? I mean, I didn't realize he was going to become a religious fanatic who did all these phony spots. Coral Springs, hello.
Hello. I took offense to the...
You took offense to something
the
on
the
show?
That ripped the bird.
Oh.
I have two birds of my own.
Mm-hmm.
Do you? Most
yes,
of us
I
have
do.
Only one, sir.
Yeah.
Well, he showed his ignorance, sir, you know.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I figured based on his accent, he's either a heavy equipment operator, a septic tank cleaner, or a has-been country singer.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What the heck's he doing on the radio anyway?
Yeah, what the heck was he doing on the radio? And if he wants to get his own show, listen, we'll be glad to plug it for
him. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you didn't put me through after Lee, because I don't have my own show.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to come in after him. And that's it. I just wanted to give the bird my 2 cents as far as being pro-bird.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, you sound like you're pro-bird.
And you've got the best of the six. Do you have the best of Herman and McBean? Because
yeah.
They were on this morning.
Yeah, that's on one of those little single CDs, you know, that's only got like a couple of minutes on it.
That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was the worst of Herman and McBean.
That's
what they call
worst,
it.
They did both.
Yeah, I see.
Same difference.
Absolutely.
They got no show, believe me. I mean, they're not bad guys. Well, they're okay. They're like just here and they're like phantoms.
Were they on vacation together or?
We aren't Thanther. Have a nice day.
Okay.
Bye. 1244 at WIOD, and we have an open line in Broward now. We got one in Boca. We had a little hiccup there on the phone, little Greps on the phone. What happened to that Greps cart? Because we got lunch coming any minute.
We have a Greps cart?
Yeah. In the Isn't that great for the lunch hour every day? Well, we got a cart for everything around here, you know what?
That boy Gary.
This is the only station in America that's got a cart for virtually anything that you can think of, and I do mean anything.
Nice setup.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Oh. Well, it kind of loses something in the translation when somebody keeps stopping these carts in the middle. I have a feeling I may have done it on that one. Because yeah. The one with the loop one... Those are the ones that keep disappearing. I think Roger's got them in the other rumors. I don't know what he does with this stuff.
Well, he...
Like the days of the week. Remember, we used to get that. We don't get that anymore. That's Ranieri's
really?
Got an exclusive on. Good morning, it's Newsday and that
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're not allowed to play that stuff anymore.
Well, I liked them.
Coral Springs, hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys since you moved to WIOD.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I don't understand why you got that stupid bird jerk guy on the show.
Huh.
Yeah, he just doesn't seem to contribute anything.
Yeah. Does he bother you, sir?
Yeah, he does. I don't even... The days he does the show by himself, I don't even listen to the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, then you would really be a perfect person to talk about it, then, since you don't even listen.
Well, I listen to you when you're with him.
Yeah, what?
If, when I have to.
He doesn't know who's speaking.
No.
But the bird was speaking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to talk about me like I'm not here. You actually can, you know...
Where are you calling from, sir?
Coral Springs.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah.
1245 at WIOD. We have an open line in Broward, 524 WIOD. We got somebody in Cooper City in a payphone now. We got to get this call on immediately. Hello.
How you doing, Neil?
Okay.
How you doing, Bird? I just, you know, first of all, the bird's okay in my book, you know? Anybody who gets a point one in the book is okay. It's like St. Thomas Aquinas. Anyway, what I really wanted to call about...
Is this Joey Jr.?
No. Well, actually, my name is Joel, but everybody calls me...
See, there you go.
Everybody calls me Joey. But anyway, what I'd like to say is a comment. I got 2 comments, and then you can say whatever you like afterwards.
Well, thank you.
Number one was that pirate radio you guys were talking about mm-hmm. that other station.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to play, like, sort of obscure music also.
Well, what's new about that? Zeta's been playing obscure music for 2 years.
I'd like to say, how long is it going to take these douchebags to realize that they're playing that now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they don't got anything.
Well, don't expect them to do anything that makes sense. It's just going to be cheap, you know. They like that satellite stuff. It's kind
of
like Rush Bing Bang and all the crap that we carry at night and on the weekend on this station. It's cheap.
They're just idiots. I don't understand that. I mean, you know.
Yeah, over at Zeta, too.
Since, you know, back in Wins, and I mean, I am an alien. I'm a chronic once in a while. But they're idiots. I mean, they're just total idiots.
Well, don't you think we know that?
Don't you think we worked
with them, sir? Don't you think we went through enough grief to last a lifetime with those people?
They're just stupid. They had the apple chewed and didn't know how to swallow it.
That's correct.
Can I say something else also? I'd like to show you, like, the what's going to happen in WOLD.
Mm-hmm.
I've been practicing this for a long time. Okay, it's like...
This guy's really got it together, doesn't he?
All night. WOLD. Yeah. What's the name of that guy?
Ray Gonniff.
Ray Gonniff and the Coffins?
Gonniff is, and he stole all his music.
But Ray Gonniff is his name?
Yeah.
What's the group called? The Coffins?
Yeah, Ray Gonniff and the Coffins.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. We hit the post. Okay, sir. Have a great day.
Take care. You're a great American.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, we're supposed to do a break. All right. We're supposed to do a break now, but we have a celebrity caller on 6. What am I doing here? Hello.
this bird guy sucks, man. He, you know, he was much better when he was on WYND in Sarasota. Much better.
So was I.
He was even better when he was on WRKT in Cocoa Beach.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Show many, many times.
Yeah, I can't believe these people.
Well, they're
he's
stupid.
He's sucking around here now. He wants you to buy him a new shirt.
Hey, I still have one of those 45 RPM things, you know, with the big center. You know,
really?
The oldies?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to bring it in tomorrow.
Sure.
So you can plug it into the board where the CD player is. And yeah. I'm going to bring a stack of old, scratchy 45s.
Good. That'll sound good. That'll sound like the music sounds in the morning on the Ranieri Show off Cardio.
And I'm going to challenge you to a talk-up contest. I heard your talk-ups yesterday. Ponderous.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Ponderous. You blew about three of them in a row.
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't care.
No, you weren't into it yesterday.
Yeah.
That would be great. A talk-up contest?
Yeah.
I would love that.
I don't show off, sir. Oh, wait a minute. I just found a loose CD. Wait a minute. What
uh-oh,
is it?
Uh-oh.
Oh, look at that. It fell out of here. It's the one with the New Colony 6 on it. I think that's an omen.
New Colony 6-9, yeah. John.
The New Colony 6 just fell out of the container.
Do you have some way of dubbing scratchy 45s onto cassette? I mean, onto cart?
We don't have a way of dubbing anything onto anything. Don't you understand? The new production studio is still in limbo.
Well, I was going to volunteer to bring Bill Deal and the Rondells down there, but...
Oh, well, we can play it.
We can. We have a turntable.
We got a pornograph.
Yeah.
Not in the studio, though, right?
Yeah.
In the control room.
Yeah. We have a turntable.
You have a turntable in the studio now?
Swear to God.
In the control room. Are you following me, John? Or do we want me to draw you a diagram of what the control room is, since you're only in a business for 62 years?
Is that where Nick is?
That's where Nick is in, yeah. We'll see you tomorrow, John.
Bye.
10 till 1 at WIOD. We'll be right back.
That guy is really good, by the way. Lee Jing.
Yeah.
He's good.
Absolutely. What do you think?
Maybe we'll do a yawn-up tomorrow. Not easy.
I hope you do that tomorrow. I'd really enjoy that.
Would you?
Yeah, it'd be just like Mel Pilier.
Maybe Ricky Tickey will stop by and participate. We'll have some party favors and gifts and prizes. I bet you Ricky Tickey would try this, don't you think?
No question.
He'd give it his best shot. Shout. Boy. How long is this cut? Well, now it's time to start shouting because our friends at Flores are... Oh, man, there's a whole carton full of food there. Thank you. You guys continue to amaze us. How can we say thank you? They even brought us sodas today. Look at that. Boy. Oh, look at that. Barks Root Beer. Diet and regular. Boy. Joe, we'll buy out the whole concert for the Who for Joe. And look at Mitch just came racing in here first just to be in line. And, of course, Ross is not in the newsroom, so the news people can just stick it where the moon don't shine if they're going to start playing those games. Oh, look at these cannolis for dessert. Oh, mamma mia. Oh, look at that. Jared and Andy are here. Well, like I said, as long as Jared's here with Andy, they can come in. Look at those. Don't those look beautiful? They're kosher for Shavuos, too, Jared, so don't worry. And a whole thing of Parmesan cheese, as Steve would say. What do we got in there? Boy, look at everybody just going crazy. Just the sounds of this are enough to get me excited. What do we got? We got a huge antipasto there under the Parmesan cheese. There's the garlic, the cheese bread. And what's in the box? He asked. Very hot. And leaky. You can't say leaky on AM. Maybe over on Herman and McBean you can say leaky, not over here. And juicy. Yeah, it's juicy and leaky. That's even worse. We got a call from Clewiston while we're getting lunch mapped out here. Hello. Oh,
hi,
look
Neil.
At that. Look, what is that?
Italian sub.
Oh, God.
My
that
favorite
looks extra good. I
already sandwich.
Got one of these, but don't get carried away. Thank you, Andy. What's going on there, sir?
Not too much. Just want to tell you that I went away, come down that way over the weekend and went to the Via Cabana.
You went to what?
Down to Via Cabana down in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
And got there Friday night, stayed Friday night, Saturday night. And had a chance to go to the...
Wait a minute. What is that? Now, don't start giving away my food like that. I saw that gesture like...
That was for me.
What is that?
Not
meatballs
for me.
And sausages. Yeah, I'll have some of that. And here's some spaghetti. Well, let's get the plates and we'll just... No, I can't eat it out of the thing like a trough. You know, here's the plate. And yes, sir, go ahead. I'm sorry. They're getting carried away. Like I said, the news people are on their best behavior now that, now that Dorothy's
called
back
just
to
the right
wield
time.
The whip. Yeah.
And had a chance to go to the Armadillo Cafe, but the couple I went with said it was too far, and which is unbelievable because I drove 2 hours.
Sir, if you were in Tallahassee, it wouldn't be too far. That's how good that place is, okay?
Definitely.
That's great.
Well, instead, they went to, we went to Shell's.
Uh-huh.
And I got a couple of your unbelievable stickers.
Great.
The food was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I met a guy named Gee. He was the waiter.
Yeah.
And a very pleasant guy. I asked him if he had any of your stickers. He said, Jay's got a bunch of them.
Oh, God, this cheese bread today, don't pass this up. I'm telling you, this is the best in the history of the mankind. Mm.
And I wonder...
Ooh, and more fettuccine? Boy, that fettuccine is great. I'll have a little bit of that, Andy. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay, and...
You're just on the air to kill a little time. You do realize that, don't you, sir?
Yeah. Okay. I listen to you every day, and I'm a first-hand caller. I listen to
great.
You. I listen to you from the day that... Alan Burke got off the air, which I was glad of, and I wanted to tell the bird happy birthday because I'm same age as he is.
Oh, really?
My birthday is May 10th.
Uh-huh. And we're both Tauruses, yeah.
Yeah, so...
So, in other words, you haven't listened for just 1 week, and you hate me. And
oh, gosh, no, I like your cap. My girlfriend, you know, whenever I turn you guys on, she always says... Oh, ha, 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 ha. I said, yeah, that's him. That's the bird. And
what does she do again? How does she go?
She goes, ah, ha, 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 ha. You
yeah,
know,
and then you put it away, right?
No. And I just keep...
I understand, sir. I mean, I can relate to it.
Oh, and anyhow...
My rabbi cut on a bias. He threw away more than he left.
Well, just overlooked them subhuman douchebags, and you guys are doing great. And
all right.
The sun is shining here. It's a beautiful day.
There you go.
You guys have a fantastic week, and that's all I got to say.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
What a guy, huh?
Yeah.
Mr. Positive.
You bet.
In Clewiston.
Wow. What does that tell
you? What a goyim up there. 1258. Boy, is this great. And look at Jared. He's just having like a frenzy. Oh, that's for April. Okay. That's a good story. Just going nuts. Too bad that Ross isn't here to enjoy all of this, but we understand what's going on. We, you know, we can relate to the games that are being played now, can't we? Send all these, certain interns out on assignment. And, of course, that just leaves a lot more food for the rest of us, right? But we don't really care. Because you can only look so long, you know what I mean? And that gets kind of ponderous.
No kidding.
Johnny Dolan says he has the Rondell record. We'll bring it in tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's stolen any record you need.
It's true.
Yeah, between him and Johnny Dark, can you imagine?
Dark's going to bring it in, Johnny.
Well, so, just as a backup.
Yeah, if you want to back
Johnny's
it up.
Johnny's copy is scratchy as hell, okay?
Oh, Dolan's working. Oh, yeah, the morning's on GPI.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah, while they're
or
on vacation.
Or they're on vacation?
He runs the board in there.
Oh, look at that. Andy munged all over his crotch there. That's disgusting.
That'll
okay, they're
going
to be talking about that in the newsroom for hours now. Anyway, speaking of that, April...
Neil Rogers. To get in touch and talk, call 751-WIOD in Dade, 524-WIOD in Broward, or 655 and 278-WIOD in the Palm Beaches. Other areas may call collect. The opinions expressed by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily those of the station. Now, here's Neil Rogers on News Talk Radio 610-WIOD.
In the just
It's the 1 to 2 hour.
Okay, 106 at WIOD. Boy, this is so good today. This cheese bread. Did you have any cheese bread?
Not yet.
Well, where is it?
It's over there.
Oh, there's more. Okay, because I don't want to wind up eating it all like that one other day when you got surly. Okay, you have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
See, things are shaping up now. You got all surly and hysterical because of that one Paskudniak that called earlier.
No, I didn't.
There's always got to be one.
Yeah, I know. But I think it was all there for everybody to hear. I don't think there was anything hidden there.
This is delicious. Okay?
Yeah.
Tremendous.
It really is.
So you really don't remember the scene where Clemenza was shoving the meatballs and the sausages
not real strong memory. I don't have a real...
And Michael's on the phone, and Kate says, I love you. Do you love me? And I'll talk to you later. And she says, see, I've been saying, Michael. And Clemenza says, come on, Mikey. Tell that nice girl you love her. What's the matter?
Oh,
if I don't
yeah.
see you soon, I'm going to die.
I remember. I haven't seen it as many times as you have, but I do
remember. 400 or 500.
I know.
See, I can do the whole
I know
script.
That.
I can do the whole thing.
I've only seen it 2 or 3 times. Anything interesting on there? On that screen?
Oh, yeah, there's a mobile in Broward. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Hi, Bird. How you doing?
Okay.
Just called for a quick comment. I think these guys that are calling Ripping the Bird are doing it out of beak envy.
Yeah,
me
could
too.
Be.
Yeah, jealousy.
Yeah.
I always say that.
In fact, that one guy that called, I heard a rumor during the news break that he's hung like a parakeet.
Well, maybe they can get a job on the pirate station with the pirate there.
There you go.
Good idea.
All right, well, you guys have a good day now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Good day. I got to find the right copy here. See this book. Now, what is Laura still working here or what?
Vacation.
Oh, Laura's on vacation.
Remember they went to the Poconos?
Oh, Laura and this Ross?
Something like that.
Here, I guarantee you, you won't see no more of Ross or Todd in this room anymore, okay? I think there's a conspiracy to keep them out. In fact, you may have something to do with it. But that's okay. I won't hold a grudge.
There's...
We have what?
Nothing to that. I told you about that.
About what?
Nothing. Just minor. Go ahead.
13. No, there's no minors. Don't say minor. That's the wrong word to say on this show. We get some people very hysterical.
It's spelled the same, too.
113. Hmm.
Ship's Registry, Panama.
It's 1:15 at WIOD, and we got this is the toughest half hour of the show. Here's a question about Johnny Dark in Plantation. Hello. Nice talking to you. West Palm Beach, hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yeah.
I love your show.
But?
But I've been listening for 2 days, you know?
Yeah, right.
Wait, who's that guy in the background that's always laughing?
You've been listening for 2 minutes.
No, for 2 days. I think his name is Bird.
Yeah.
But why does he always laugh?
Well, these cannolis are so good, you know?
Neil?
Come on, sir. Get to the point. Let's get serious.
Okay. How about those Cubbies, man?
Now you're talking.
Well,
how about that Mitch Webster, huh?
Oh, he's awesome.
I always liked Mitch Webster.
He's the best.
Yeah.
But
And Shawin Dunston.
The Braves are still good too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're good, only what? Eight
good
games
for
down
what?
Now? Hey, they won yesterday.
They won the second game.
Yeah, and Del Murphy's doing pretty well.
Yeah, he's up over 250 now. That's pretty exciting.
3 for 4.
And Shawin Dunston's over 200. So we're really doing it.
Hey, Perry got hurt.
Did he?
Yeah, he's diving for a play, and he injured his shoulder.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Hey, but he's still cool, dude.
That's what it took the Cubs to get all their regulars injured to start scoring some runs. That's
I'm
what it
telling
takes.
You. All right, Neil.
Okay.
Say hello to Bird for me.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Sharon's writing a very complex note here. It says something about sleepaway camp. Open line in Broward, 524-WIOD. What is it?
The problem with the show.
Listen
uh-oh
to this. Okay,
uh-oh
now listen. This is a special urgent message at the request of Sharon Mahoney. At Steve's request, like I said, Steve's show today has fallen through, it says.
Oh,
okay?
My.
Fallen through, as in fallen apart. So as a result, Steve is going to be talking about Chinese abortions in the Rotisserie League. And if the guests are listening, please go away, okay? There are planes leaving for Beijing every hour on the hour. Go away. Don't darken the door of our building. Don't take it personally. I said, don't take it personally, but the show isn't going to happen. It's fallen through. It's a turkey. It's a bomb. It isn't going to happen. So go home and don't come to WIOD. In fact, go over to WOLD. They'll put you on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anytime.
Wow. This has never happened.
What?
Since we've been here that they've, you know, told the guests to...
It hasn't.
Has it?
Well, not quite in that
not
way.
Like this.
But, well, there are a lot of things that happen, you know, changing world events.
Yeah.
118 at WIOD. Boy, these cannolis are just incredible. Would you like a cannoli,
oh,
Steve?
No, I guess.
Would you like some salad there,
I'd
some antipasto?
I would love to do that.
With some Parmesan cheese.
Who are you playing? Who do you like in the basketball tournament?
Who am I playing?
No, who do you like?
I gave everybody the Lakers months ago, and everybody was laughing that they were a bunch of old men and that they wouldn't make the finals, and here they are again. And they'll wipe Detroit's ass in about 6, I would say. Mmm. Boy, is this good today, huh?
I'll be back,
I did make your announcement, by the way, about your guest. Please go away.
Please yeah. Go away. Be nice. Be polite.
I said don't take it personally, but get lost.
Oh.
Don't come near this building, okay? Because we have several Chinese revolutionaries at the door, and they're going to give you some tainted wonton soup if you don't watch it, okay? So you better change your wonton ways. It's 119, and we got a car phone in Palm Beach on the Boca line. Hello. Hello.
Sounds good. See how quiet.
Okay,
the line
nice
is?
Doing business with you, sir, ma'am, it. Miami. Hello.
Neil, how's it going?
Great.
All right. Hey, Glenn, what's up?
Who is this?
This is nobody. You know.
Are you
this
sure?
Is nobody chronic?
I don't think so.
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds familiar.
Okay, you sure sound very familiar because I don't usually say who is this. You know.
Glenn, I just wanted to say all these people that are ripping you are assholes.
Mm-hmm. True.
And as a matter of fact, you were Glenn. Neil, you were asking about those the bird on the endless loop.
Yeah.
Laughing bird, I'll get you a copy of that.
Oh, you got it?
I've got that and the cackling and the other one.
Can you put them on cart?
Yeah, those are the ones. Yeah,
yeah, be sure to put them on cart for us.
Those ones are Jim Yelton from Mad.
How's Yelton doing?
I don't know.
Huh?
I saw him a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He's doing good.
Doesn't call us to see how.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember the vulture laugh?
Boy, yeah, those were the days. I'll get you copies of all that.
Great.
Great.
And, listen, hey. You know, you're always talking about the stuff on the weekends there. Really, it sucks. The tape stuff and the satellite stuff and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I turned on GTR this morning, and they're playing Tape Herman and McBean.
They're on vacation. They're on vacation.
I know, but, I mean, can't they put... Why don't they put Johnny Dark on or something?
Johnny Dolan is on. What do you mean they were playing tapes?
Dolan runs the
they
board.
They were playing the best of Herman and McBean.
Oh, no!
That's what I said. I mean, it was... Unbelievable.
I thought Johnny Dolan was doing the show.
No,
you mean they're playing their old tapes? How can you do that on a morning show? You can't play tapes on a morning show. Here's the traffic from 6 weeks ago. Oh, it looks really bad out there. All the tourists are here. The French Canadians have got the whole turnpike tied up. What a crappy way to do it, you know? This joint, this place.
Steve Kane's pardon the expression, it was an abortion, Neil.
Yeah, well... You know, when in doubt, when you don't have any talent around, slap a tape on. That's their philosophy
there for just a second.
I don't know. It's not in that machine because that's shut off. That means I'm getting ready. I'm going to get out of here real quick today, boy, because that game is very, very important in my life. Oh, we got Kilgus pitching today. Maybe I'll hang around. Oh, I don't like
him.
He's the only one of the Cubs starters that you're really just, you have no faith in at all. He's mediocre at best and frightening at worst. But Bobby Ojeda is pitching for the Cubs and for the Mets, and his earned run average against the Cubs this year in his previous appearance is 20.25. So I guess if we scored 20 runs against Ojeda, that might be enough.
Now, that guy you always talk about, is his name Shawin?
Shawin Dunston, yeah.
And that's his real name?
Yeah.
I was just trying to picture parents with this little newborn baby.
Shawin. S-H-A-W-O-N.
That's Shawin. The name they pick.
Yeah.
Almost like Oral. And it's weird. It's just odd. Don't
like
you think?
Oral?
Don't you think that's an odd choice?
Oh, no, I don't know what I was going to do. I was just going to mention, because Steve said he's got two dinners at Bert and Jack's are going to be the first prizes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
For the best juniors. And he said the established juniors, like Lee Harvey Oswald Jr. or Lee Fowler Jr., whatever his name is.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
They can call, but they're not eligible for the prize because they're already established. These have to be people in the audience who are working at being creative. And they can be like Aleth Rantel Jr., or they can be Debbie Ellis Jr., or Steve Jr., or Mike Ranieri Jr., and they can repeat everything twice, however they want to do it.
Wow.
Lake Worth.
Yeah, hey, Neil.
Yeah.
How about babies' names when they're born? How about Puddinhead?
Yeah.
You were talking about the station and management a little while ago, and I got a pretty interesting tape I think you'd want to hear that some comments you made a while ago about them.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on a second.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Are you serial, man? Mr. Disney, you're a disgrace. You're disgusting. You're subhuman. You're a jerk. You're an idiot.
Well, we already know all that. 141 at WIOD. Tell us something that we don't know. Come on. He already knows. 655 WIOD in Palm Beach. We got Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hello. I'm a Cubs fan and a Bushman.
How are you?
Could I speak to the bird, please?
Go right ahead, sir.
Hey, bird. Yeah.
Who's that guy that's with you there that's always eating?
Oh, that's cute.
Hey, you're doing a great job, and I love bad radio.
Yeah.
Only problem is I'm leaving this place in 9 days.
Where are you going?
Michigan.
Oh, come on now. This is a good. This is a great time of the year to be going, too.
Yeah.
You mean you're leaving for good?
No, no, 4 months.
4 months?
I got to do my time.
Where are you going?
Southwestern Michigan, northern Indiana, and Wrigley.
Do you know where Howe, Indiana is?
It's about 5 miles from Shipshewana.
I lived there once.
Yeah, I know. I heard that.
Now, wait. Well, 1 second, sir.
Yes, sir.
Shipshewana?
Yeah.
You heard of Shipshewana?
No.
Sure, come on.
Now, how do you spell that?
Don't say it again.
I wouldn't dare try that one again.
Now, at least you remember the part where Clemenza's wife says they're leaving the house, and she says, don't forget the cannoli.
Oh, that's, of
And they
course.
Take Paulie out in the boondocks there, and they shoot him, and they leave him in the car.
Yeah.
And as they're leaving, Clemenza says to the other guy, take the cannoli.
Yeah. Classic scene.
Yeah.
Oh,
he wouldn't leave the cannoli back in the car with a dead body.
Scene.
He says, how's Paulie doing? He says, oh, you won't see him no more. I could just do the whole dialogue.
I know.
We might do that one day, okay?
I know you could.
You didn't want to be my friend. in fact, that's what Marlon Brando said to Michael Jackson. And next thing you knew, he moved in.
Yeah.
You never wanted my friendship. You were afraid. 148 at WIOD. Our first call is in Dade County. Hello.
Does Norm Ken eat at the Taft Street Rotisserie?
Boca, hello.
It's flushing on Long Island.
Palm Beach.
Bird, your socks are coming through your shoes. Your elbows are coming.
Broward.
Yeah, this is a Miami Aquarium. We're looking for Debbie Ellis.
Oh, God. Dade County, hello.
Will you please say freeze, Mr. Major? Miami Vice, you're on
the Broward, hello.
Ah, this is Michael Jackson.
Isn't that amazing? We just mentioned his name only moments ago, and there he is. Shocking.
Great.
Boca.
Hurricane suck.
Broward, hello.
Steve, wonton spelled backwards is not now.
Broward.
Mets fans, keep the faith.
Yeah. Good luck to you. Hope you enjoyed that game last night. Dade County, hello.
Neil, I need to get to the bankruptcy court.
Here's the bat line. Hello.
Tony the Tiger's a douchebag.
Pretty good for the bat line. No, that was. That was one of the best bat line calls we ever had in the lightning round. Boca, hello.
Ira Attell here with Debbie Ellis, and we're just doing a great deal.
Dade County, hello.
Neil, I want the dork lady.
Yeah.
Broward.
Hey, boy, Gary, why don't you memo this?
Outstanding call, sir. Excellent. Broward, hello.
Good, Robbie.
What?
I don't know.
Dade County, hello.
The goats have testicles.
Boca.
Good call for Boca.
Yeah. Let's try the bat line. Hello.
Ready to air for Discovery Cruise Line.
Palm Beach.
Yeah, where can I find those Pepper Tour 89 t-shirts?
What
Neil,
is it?
You're adored.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, I was a little nervous here because I punched two lines out at the same time. Dade County, hello.
Bird, can I ruffle your feathers?
Broward.
All 7-Elevens will be closed today in observance of Ayatollah Khomeini's death.
Yeah. 151 at WIOD. Steve has a little contest today. In other words, no show. So he's got a little contest today. All the juniors are going to be calling in, and he's got those two dinners at Burton Jack's waiting in the lurch, okay?
Yeah.
Boca, hello. I keep doing that. Boca.
This is the real Barbara Caput Man.
Palm Beach.
I've been on the moon for 6 months. Is Claude Pepper still dead?
Broward, hello.
Let's go, Matt.
Dade, hello.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Broward, hello.
Randy Bliss is a douchebag.
Palm Beach.
They're racing.
It was Joe Tannenbaum Jr. I'll be damned. Boy, that is shocking.
Good one.
The bat line.
I don't do my job as well when I'm constipated.
Oh, it's from the sales department.
Yeah.
Nice to hear
that. Yeah, that was
him.
Captain used to be BM. Dade County, hello.
Up a dappa, ding ding, brother.
Dade County.
Gold LeMay.
Was that freeway or? Broward, hello.
Puerto Rico now.
Was that Rose Folger disguising?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the first dump of the day.
Well.
For those keeping track.
152, WIOD, et cetera, et cetera. What we ought to do to fill the time while we have any of these little delays?
Jingles?
Yeah, we ought to have one of those jingles, okay? Like.
WLS crossed the road because they didn't have a wide lane.
Oh, boy. Palm Beach.
I want to butter the bird muffin.
The hotline.
Al Rantel wouldn't hurt a fly.
I know it was, unless it was attached to a pair of pants. Dade County, hello. Broward, hello.
The Greps guy.
That was the Greps guy, okay?
good Greps.
I wonder if he's the guy who was on our other jingle. Wow. Do you think Sandy would have played that on her show?
Yeah.
Boca, hello. That was Yelton Jr., wasn't it?
Junior.
Palm Beach.
Hey, Neil, my wife wants to oral wrestle you.
Broward, hello.
Yeah, this is Greyhound Bus, and we got a one-way ticket to Louisville for Boy Gary.
Dade County, hello.
Oh, some idiot slashed all my tires.
Broward, hello.
JT and Ronnie, I love you.
Dade County, hello.
In behalf of the slow talker.
The Bat Line.
I love you, mamita.
Broward.
Damned aborigine.
Ask for one and you get one. Dade County, hello.
Killer, mommy, killer.
Broward, hello.
What time will Steve's brother-in-law be at Burton Jack?
Palm Beach, hello.
Bird, your head is coming through your hair.
Boca.
Yes, it's Claude Pepper's first day in the ground.
Broward, hello.
What do I say to a fag?
Dade County, hello.
DJ, get back to work.
Dade County, hello.
Hey, can I help you?
Palm Beach.
Chuck Daly and Morton Downey Jr. are cloned.
The Bat Line.
It's a good time for the great taste.
Are Noodles Jr.
from inside the building?
No.
They're
well,
not.
Everybody's got the Bat Line number. Why do you assume they're coming from the inside?
I don't.
Everybody's got that.
I was asking.
Sure.
I don't know.
Dade County, hello.
Mommy, she's not dead. Kill her again.
Dade County, he said. Hello.
Terry was Mary, man. Susan Lickman and Joan Lickman.
Yeah. Wow. Palm Beach.
Ralph, Mary Kay wants you back at the office.
Boca.
I'm a Neil fan and a butt plug man.
Broward, hello.
I should have been a contender.
Marlon Jr. Dade County, hello. We got two of them out at the same time. I thought I did that. Once in a while, I get my finger in the thing there. Dade County, hello.
I don't need a damn history lesson. I need help.
Palm Beach.
Sales for outstanding fish fillet.
Boca.
Hey, Vanna, what's happening, mate, with my letter?
Broward.
You're still struggling. You're struggling.
Broward County, hello.
Neil, I want your dork.
Dade County, hello.
There's a guy with no arms, no legs on your front porch. His name is Matt.
Broward, hello.
Yeah, this is Rudy Vatz. How are you, Neil?
Dr. Vatz.
Jr. Palm Beach.
Ralph, Lee Reese is trying to get a hold of you.
The Bat Line. Uh-oh. John Levitt, Jr. Boy, get a lot of practice on the juniors. Just warm up for the Steve Kane show.
May work.
Broward, hello.
Bird, your new Sally Fitz.
Yeah, he's right.
Dade County, hello.
Who the hell is Lenny Zabo?
Boca.
Hey, Dugout, you're a douchebag.
Palm Beach.
Sure, all they play is too much with is Calvin.
Broward, hello.
Hank Goldberg was playing with your cards.
Broward, hello.
Carl Sagan is an ozone provocateur.
True. He's right.
Dade County, hello.
Oral Hershiser was just traded for the whole Cub team.
Broward, hello.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the lightning round.
Broward County, hello.
Want you to take care of that Scafozo right away.
Dade County, hello.
Excellent.
The Bat Line, hello.
It's just shock radio.
Boca.
You're a bastard, you're a bastard.
Palm Beach.
Jim Ackerman's moving to WIOD.
Broward, hello.
Sally told me she swallows.
Whoa.
Dade County, hello.
It's 1 minute after 10, where's my paycheck? Where's my paycheck?
Broward, hello.
I'm still flying, old.
Broward, hello.
This is Charles Nelson Riley Jr. Jr.
Batline.
Hello.
Wow. Dade County, hello.
Ollie Wally diddles all over her day.
Broward County.
And Mike Schmidt's skin is even worse.
Broward, hello.
These people are assholes.
Dade County.
I owe silver away.
Dade County, hello.
What time does the draft start?
12:30. Boca, hello.
Sorry, I'm out of information.
Broward.
I can finish the Iron Man triathlon.
Broward County, hello.
Did you get your David?
Dade County, hello.
I'm dumping over here.
And last but not least, ladies and gentlemen, on the bat line...
It's Nat Special.
Yeah. Well, that was a pretty interesting bunch, huh?
Interesting. That's the word.
Somethings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. I'm putting all my carts away here real quick because I'm going to make a beeline, a beehive, a bee something for the door. And in the meantime, stick around. Steve, all you juniors out there, get those lines flashing now. Two dinners at Burton Jack's.